Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, we had a double move to Josh or to Jordan. He actually won, but Kirk thought he was getting doubled by the safety, and he worked Josh, made a great opportunity throw for Josh. Josh almost had it, made unbelievable effort for the ball. Unfortunately, couldn't lug it in with hitting the ground.
You could tell Jay Gruden wanted that ball to go to Jordan Reed, I think, in his post-game press conference.
So did I, to be frank, but that's a split-second decision, and you know, your read takes you, no pun, takes you one way because you look at the safety, it looks like one thing, so your eyes are working the exact opposite side of the field. Very easy to do video game style when you could see everybody and you just hit the B button instead of the A button. But, man, ball's in the receiver's hands in the end zone. That to me, means everyone did their job.
A couple of guys we haven't gotten to. Rob Kelly left with injury again. He's not durable.
No,
he's not. That's just where I am with him. He got banged up last year.
Mac
he hurt
Brown,
his ribs
please.
Last week. Or missed last week, I should say. Hurt his ribs 2 weeks ago. Hurt his ankle last night. This is where we're going to be, I think. You're starting to get a little bit of a glimpse on why he was not drafted. I actually thought Samaje Perine ran really well last night. He's become a punching bag because of a couple of blooper plays the last 2 weeks, one lost fumble, and then the really bad pitch. Before that, and John Gruden pointed this out, he was picking some spots and doing a nice job in the ground game. I'm like you, though. I like Mac Brown. I'd like to see more of him, and I think potentially, depending on what's going on with Kelly, he might be up and active and get a couple chances next week. As far as the receiving position went, Terrell Pryor, the leader with 70 yards because of the 44-yard touchdown to open the game. Jordan Reed actually tied for the team high with three catches. Thank goodness for Vernon Davis. Vernon Davis, 2 for 89 last night, including the 69-yard catch and run. That play felt like it went for 18 seconds.
Every time he's matched up, and this is the beauty of having multiple tight ends. It's something that Kansas City did. They ran the scored a touchdown on the play, I think, where they had three tight ends in the game. When you have a tight end that can run like Vernon Davis,
yes.
And you go, okay, yeah, play the base defense. Go ahead, put your linebackers out there to stop us from running the football.
Yep.
Matchup advantage. They could never figure it out when they had Cooley and Fred Davis, but now they seem to be able to work it every now and again. And you get some of those wheels, some of those go routes. Vernon Davis is a matchup advantage.
I'm sure Fred Davis is a matchup advantage.
Fred Davis is matched up with somebody
right
now.
Can I say something that's stupid, that is something like that someone doesn't know anything about football would say?
You can do what you want.
Okay. What speed is Vernon Davis as a 40-yard dasher right now, would you say?
4.5?
Okay.
4.55, something like that?
They should only have 4.5 wide receivers. Every throw Kirk Cousins makes to Vernon Davis is perfect. There's no one on this team, seriously, that he makes better, more accurate, dropping balls in buckets through than Vernon. Whether it's shorter stuff in the seam, like the touchdown last week in the end zone, remember it, right in front of the goalpost?
That was a beautiful route,
but
throw, catch,
I can't tell you how many times the last few seasons, last year specifically mid-year, Cincinnati game, others, he just drops the ball into Vernon as if he's just walking out and handing it to him. I don't think I've ever seen him throw an inaccurate pass to Vernon Davis when he's in the seam running downfield.
Feels that way, right?
I don't know why it is. I don't know why they have such a good connection. That's something actually I should make a note and ask Kirk about. But it seems like maybe Vernon's speed is perfect for whatever he's doing. Teach everyone to do that. Because that is the throw that Cousins always makes. Again, it's a dumb observation. But it's just something. Find me a throw that Kirk misses too far or too short to Vernon Davis down the field. You will not do it. They're always right on the money. He'll miss other guys from time to time. Never Vernon Davis. I don't get it. Let's go to Bobby in Fairfax. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you, bud.
Hey, I just totally agree with Danny on that. I just held my breath when Doxson caught that ball and I saw him reaching around to catch himself. I mean, that's how they dislocate their elbows and their shoulders and everything. And yeah, I was like, man, that had to be a bag of gold just to hold on to with both hands and go down and let your body hit the ground without reaching back.
I get it. No one's saying anything wrong, right? You guys are not saying anything wrong. You ever fallen from 5 feet in the air and tried to not brace your fall? It's just the natural reaction. You see this all the time. He has the ball, by the way, in a really tight grip. The bigger problem is not that he didn't keep both hands on the ball. It's that his arm gets stuck in the ground and kind of the ball rolls over top of it at the back end. But
because he's trying to protect himself.
Right. with one arm.
Which I understand.
Which I'm saying is the natural thing to do when you're falling
down. And you keep rolling in the air. So you jump up high, point the ball, and then you sort of now turn with your left shoulder.
Honestly, he should have just landed on his back.
That's what I'm trying to say, because that means you have both hands on the football.
Right.
And it's going to hurt. It sucks. It's hard. It's not easy. This is a tough league. If you don't like it, if you don't want that sort of contact and to land hard on your back and go win a game, there are plenty of other activities for you. You could do this, for example, or you could flap your gums and be over tough on the radio the next day. I just know this.
Yeah, Danny's running Oklahoma drills in here today.
Both hands are on the football. Unless the defender makes an incredible play where he somehow punches it out going to the ground, emerge on the ground with the football. You rolled over to try to protect yourself, and that's why you lost it.
I just think it is so easy for us to talk about this out here. It's okay.
Of course it is.
I think when Terrell Pryor drops the pass that he dropped that all of us would have caught, then you bash a guy.
And that's why I'm doing
When you drop the play that's so difficult that every elite wide receiver in football has dropped that pass, every single one of them. I've seen Dez Bryant drop him. I've seen A.J. Green drop him. Every single one of those guys has had that ball come out at the end of that catch. Every single one of them. Anthony and Culpepper, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
You bet.
I want to give a 7.5 out of 10 for the difficulty of the catch. I think that we wouldn't be talking about this at all if he didn't basically catch it all the way and then just drop it at the very end. But I do think you got to give him credit for that diving catch. I mean, that was kind of a lifesaver. We didn't look too sharp at the end. I can't lie.
That was a
great play. Great play.
Yeah, that was about 20 yards. Easy button to get you to midfield, and all of a sudden, you got a shot to tie the game with a field goal if you make a couple plays, and they did. Mike Rockville, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm feeling a little better about Doxson, but if he was down now with his knee and his hand and he had possession of the ball, how come no one challenged that play?
Well, it can't challenge it. It's got to be a booth review, so it's less than a minute left. I don't know why there wasn't a review. That did surprise me, but I don't know that there needed to be. He clearly didn't control the catch all the way through. And to Danny's point earlier, by rule, that's not a catch. The rule is terrible.
That's a bad rule.
The rule is not good. But by rule, and it's not even close, he clearly didn't catch the football.
So if I'm a runner and I've got the football in my hands, I cross the goal line and an inch, whatever it is, a millimeter of the ball crosses it in my hand, and I just decide to throw it in the stands, it's a touchdown. Time stops the instant you cross the goal line with the football. There was plenty of time where he had the ball in his hands. If we're going by milliseconds, it's a catch. But again, that's the rule. People are going to complain that, well, maybe he could have caught it, review it. No. The rule is very clear. I think it's a wrong-headed rule. I think
wrong-headed.
It's dumb. But that's not a catch, given what we know.
Mushball tonight. Danny's going to catch everything in his catch radius.
No, I'm not.
I think you are. I think you're going to catch everything. You might even land on your back to make some catches.
Well, if it's important.
Because you want this game that badly.
Two hands on the ball if it's important to you.
Craig Hoffman's our Redskins reporter, joins us from Kansas City, and Byron Kerr on the Nationals. Coming up in your Beltway Blitz next on The Fan.
Who's my favorite Redskin of all time? Art Monk. What did they do? We hold it in. Hey, Art, it's important. No problem. I'm 81. I'll go ahead and get you that first down. I'll hold it in. I'll use two hands to hold on to that football. What if a blow is coming? Doesn't matter. I'm going to haul it in, and I'm going to hold on to it for dear life. That's how I approach my car buying, people. When I got something good, I haul it in and I hold on to it for dear life, a lesson the number 18 can learn. Maybe he can learn it with me when I go to Tedbert Ford again for my next ride. You should do what I've done. Go see the guys that are the best in the business. When you tell them it's important, you know what they do? They haul it in and they hold on to that customer service with two hands. They don't just drop it because I might hurt myself when it falls down. No, sir. They give you the best in the car game. Here's what you get when you go to Tedbert Ford right now. 130% Kelly Blue Book value for your trade-in. It's above and beyond the Call of Duty, like catching a ball in the end zone to win a game on the road. They will also give you Tedbert for life. That's lifetime vehicle coverage, people. New, pre-owned vehicles, less than 100,000 miles. They don't have to do it, but again, it's that extra effort, like catching a ball in the end zone when it's in your hands. Go see them, and they get you the big stuff, like the powertrain coverage there with the Tedbert for life. That's transmission, transfer case, engine, big stuff. Little things, like hauling the ball in the end zone to win a football game. They'll replace your windshield for you if you crack it. And they'll also haul in a catch in the end zone to win a football game as a first-round draft pick. Go see my guys from Tedbert Ford and tell them Danny sent you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.